the Christmas gift you can unwrap all day long. It's the Tickets White Elephant Wife Swap. Here's Dan McDowell, Snake, and George Dunham on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
All right, sports fans, it is 4:42. Goodness sakes. Hey, we're going to be at D&M Auto Leasing tomorrow. Junior and I are. The Dunham and Miller Show. We'll be back. We'll be at D&M. We're going to have Texas Tech, Ohio State tickets, Cowboys, Redskin tickets. And you can lease a vehicle from D&M and receive a free gift valued at $300. Over 40 gifts to choose from. And we'll be there tomorrow doing the Dunham and Miller Show. We're going to be at the Addison location, Beltwood Parkway and Beltline, tomorrow from 5:30 to 10. So come see us at D&M. All right, this is the White Elephant Christmas matchup for 3 to 7. Myself, Giorgio, along with Corby and Dan.
Being well received thus far in the marketing department, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's good to hear.
Apparently, they think this is the best radio ever.
Wow.
Well, I don't know about that.
Just the part where Corby was talking. Thank you.
Well, we do have a funny bit coming up at 5:10, an original bit from this show that will be aired at 5:10.
Never before heard on the ticket.
We teased hunting Mexicans, and we're going to do that coming up here in 10 minutes. This is more details on the Kobe Bryant, Karl Malone thing.
What a gold story.
Which is wild of how many details have come out on this.
I know, and it doesn't stop, and we've got more today. But here, let's since we're trying to get back on time,
yes.
I was going to play you guys one piece of audio that I had from the Cowboys last game against the Saints.
Mm-hmm.
So, obviously, you didn't hear this, George, because you are the voice of Texas Stadium.
Yep.
But to those who are subjected these days to the fifth broadcast team on Fox.
By the way, usually I go back and watch the game on TiVo, but that game was so bad I didn't go back and watch it.
You didn't need to.
Mm-mm.
You didn't need to.
Didn't want to.
Well, Kurt Menefee, who I understand is a good dude because
great dude.
A lot of people around here know him because
work
he worked
here.
In Dallas. Yeah,
used to work here.
Part of the original ticket lineup. Kurt Menefee.
He leaves a lot to be desired as a broadcaster, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
He, I don't know if you heard some of their butchered names, well, or heard about it.
Right.
They just, you know, they might want to do a little bit of stuff. I can understand, I guess, when you're messing up Scott Shanley or Lance Frazier.
Right.
But Julius Jones generally is well-known across the National Football League. Anyway, that's not what I want to focus on here, though. What I want to do is it's what we call on our show. It's a brand-new thing we debuted this week called What Did You Say?
What did you say?
because it's like when I'm watching the news and checking email or and I'm watching the game and I'm not paying attention, but I hear something pop out at me. I do a double take, and TiVo usually lets me rewind.
Right.
Because it's like when I first hear it, I turn and I say, "What, Bob?
What did you say?"
That's what I say.
Raspy voice from young.
So let's listen to Menefee and Tim Green. Let's just play it out, and then at the end of it, see if you guys have the same reaction I had.
Okay.
I think Charles Bentley is a guy who could play defense. He has that really mean, nasty defensive temperament as in an offensive lineman, but really a nice guy, right? When we spoke to him,
well, he said he had to be. His father made sure.
Yeah. Had to iron 10 shirts every Sunday, right?
With creases in them. His father grew up in the military. Here's Brooks. All kinds of time. Completes that one out to Joe Horn. That'll be good enough for a Saints first down. We were talking to Bentley yesterday, and he told us, you know, when I grew up, his father was 84 years old right now, so obviously he was older when Charles was born, but grew up. His grandmother raised him, who was a slave, and so they kind of instilled it. Get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, work ethic in him.
What?
Okay.
What did you say?
Okay, he's 84 years old, so he was older when he was born.
Okay, but I don't think that's the part that we're
okay, that was confusing,
about.
But now I know it. But then
he had this story about why does LeCharles Bentley have a great work ethic? He went into his dad's in the military. Okay, stop. Stop! We understand now.
Right.
That tells me why he has a good work ethic.
His grandma was a slave?
When he went to that level, then I thought, you've gone too far. That's not a good excuse to why you have a good work ethic.
There's a grandmother.
His grandma was a slave. Who was That's why he has a great work ethic.
Like, normally you say my great, you know, whatever.
Right. His grandma seems a little...
Was had to have been his great grandma.
And she was a slave. There's a tackle right there. I mean, it's like...
it's odd.
But I just thought...
Like it's every day.
Okay, that's why... Well, it's obviously why they have a good work ethic.
You know, and that's a case of an announcer just trying to work in a note so hard.
Yeah.
Well, you know, he's a ferocious offensive lineman, but, you know, he's a nice guy. You know, because his dad, you know, remember his dad? We talked to him.
Remember the ironing, creases,
and then
the slavery?
And then all he had written down was grandma slave. Yeah. And, so he had, and his grandma was a slave. Third and ten now.
So there's another edition of...
What did you say?
That's a great open and close.
Of what did you say? And now what's the tease for next, George? You read it before, so I should let you...
We go hunting for Mexicans.
Horny ones.
KTCK, Dallas-Fort Worth. KTBK, Sherman-Denison. KTDK, Sanger.